Good morning. I am humbly joyful to be here sharing with you this morning. If I told you you were going to have an opportunity to talk with Jesus this morning, I was going to give you 15 minutes to just sit down and have an opportunity to share with him and make one request of him, what would that request be? Would that request be for protection? Would be for a better job, for health. What would you ask of him? The disciples got this opportunity at one point. Luke tells us in chapter 11 that one day the disciples made a request of Jesus. They said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And of all the things they could have asked Jesus, that was their request. Teach us to pray. The disciples had watched Jesus preach some great sermons. They watched him do miracles. They watched him heal the sick. They watched him raise people from the dead. But they didn't ask that. They asked, "Teach us to pray." They saw that prayer was an important part of Jesus' life, and they saw the result of that lived out in his life. They recognized that it was key. There's nothing more vital in our Christian life than prayer. Samuel Chadwick said, "The one concern the devil has, the one concern of the devil is to keep Christians from praying. He fears nothing from prayerless studies, prayerless work, prayerless religion. He laughs at our toil, mocks at our wisdom, but he trembles when we pray." For the next 3 weeks, we're going to look at talking with God. There are a lot of faulty misconceptions about prayer, a lot of misunderstanding about how prayer works and why we pray. Some people think of prayer as just a first aid kit. For them, prayer is an act of desperation. And maybe we all do this at some point or another. We look at prayer as one of those safety boxes with glass in the front that break in case of emergency. I know I've said those prayers at some time. As a child, as a youth, my prayers would be something like this: "Lord, please change this F to an A. I know you and I don't talk all that often, but if you could just do this one thing for me, I promise I'll try to stop cussing. At least the big ones, Lord. Lord, I've only got 2 blocks left to go. How about a B? Could we make the F a B? Lord, I'm on the sidewalk, Lord. How about a C? Lord, I'm touching the doorknob now. I'd go for a D." But as I got older, my prayers were different. "Lord, please turn this double cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke into a salad, almonds, and a V8 juice. Please make my breath turn minty before I go into the house and my wife doesn't catch me." You know, important prayers like that. When things finally fall apart, then we pray. Prayer is the last thing we think about. We do everything else we can first. Then we pray. All we can do is pray. Everything we can do is pray. Some people think of prayer as more of a bargaining chip. It's a religious game we play with God. We try to convince God to do something nice for us. The idea is that we must beg and plead with God to convince him to do these great things for us, do something good for us. We keep pestering God until he finally just just gets so irritated with us that he'll give us what we want. If we pray hard enough, eventually, God will just give in. A big theological error about prayer for many people is that prayer is simply a religious duty. The basic motivation behind this is guilt. We have this sense of obligation that we have to pray, and if we don't, we're going to be on God's bad list. And as a result, we just go through these meaningless rituals. We memorize phrases, and it just has no meaning to us whatsoever. We just say the words. And probably the worst misconception that a lot of people have about prayer is that prayer can only be done by certain people, and that it has to be done in a certain way, and we have to use perfect words or perfect phrases, and they have to be done in just the right way. And the saddest is that people think that they are not worthy to talk to God, that they're good enough for God to hear what they have to say. Hopefully over the next couple weeks, we will be able to demolish all of these misconceptions. This morning, as we look at how to pray, the most important part of how is the who. Prayer is not just talking to God, telling him every issue, but talking with God, like we're talking to one of our closest friends. Sharing our joys, our laughter, struggles, and pains with our closest friend. Desires that same type of communication. I'm not talking about those kind of work friends or a simple acquaintance or a friend of a friend that you just kind of talk to and pass pleasantries with. I mean that friend that respects you and you respect them, who knows you, knows your secrets, knows your fears, knows your deepest joys. That friend who maybe you don't see for a year, but then when you get back together, it's like it was just yesterday. That friend who you can do something with, and you really don't even have to talk, but just being in the same place at the same time is just awesome. That's the friendship Jesus has made with you. John 15 says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants anymore, because a servant doesn't know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I have chosen you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit, and that your fruit should remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name will be given to you." Jesus says, "You are my friends. I have called you friends. I have made known to you everything. You did not choose me, but I have chosen you." Prayer is talking to God, who has already called you his friend. Isn't that, that's something to be excited about, people. I expected kind of a little amen there, I got to be honest with you. I'm still waiting for an amen. All right, thank you. Now I can proceed. Prayer is an act of dedication. It's an opportunity to express, one, our devotion to God, and two, our dependence upon God. It is an act of dedicating ourselves. It's saying, God, I need you. Our biggest problem in prayer is often that we don't feel that dependence upon God. We think we can do it ourselves. Ever since Adam and Eve, man has vastly overestimated his own ability. We go on thinking, I don't need to pray about this because it's something I can just do myself. And the biggest problem in prayer is admitting that we need God's help. The reason why a lot of people don't pray is because of its cost. The cost is honesty. We have to be honest to God. As long as we think that we can do everything ourselves, prayer has little meaning for you. Prayer is an act of dedication and saying, God, I can admit that I have a need. I need your help in my life. Prayer is the declaration of dependence upon God. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. With me, you will bear fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If a Christian is cut off from God and does not stay connected in prayer, they will wither. Prayer is our support system. You cannot cut it off and survive. Prayer is an act of dedication. It shows our dependence. Prayer is an act of communication. Most of the problems in life come from poor communication. Communication with your wife, with your husband, with your children, with your coworkers, all comes from poor communication. There is no way to understand another person's point of view unless you communicate with them. You can't understand God or God's will in your life unless you communicate with him. In 1962, there was this little thing called the Cuban Missile Crisis. All due to the Cuban Missile Crisis. There we go. There was a standoff between President Kennedy and Premier Khrushchev of Russia over planting missiles in Cuba. And it almost started a war. Kennedy and Khrushchev and their advisors struggled throughout this crisis because there was no clear understanding of the other's true intentions. And while the world hung on the brink of possible nuclear war, nobody could talk to each other. Nobody knew what was going on. But to prevent this from happening again, a direct link was made between the White House and the Kremlin so that at any time, one of them could pick up this line and talk to the other one if they thought something hinky was going on. Prayer is our direct line to God, and it's open all the time. So how about the how? Not knowing where or how to begin can be a stumbling block for many people in how to pray. And that's okay. But remember, you just start a conversation. It may seem awkward at first, and you may fumble your words, may not know exactly what you want to say, but God understands. And he is happy that we are taking the time to talk to him. But we often get asked, how do I begin? Matthew 6, verse 9. This is Jesus speaking. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Call out to the one you are praying to. Acknowledge who he is with respect. God in heaven. Acknowledge the one you are praying to, Jesus. That is how you start your prayer. Where you go from there is up to you as you talk to God. The Bible gives us some awesome prayers. And it's okay for you to use those prayers as you pray. The Psalms is full of prayers. I love David's prayer in Psalm 8. Lord, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of your children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider the heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. It's okay to use scripture, but there will be times when you need to find a quiet, peaceful place to pray, where you can just talk with God, and part of your prayer is also just being silent and listening. A time when you can just call out and be thankful and give your requests. And sometimes there will be sadness, and there might even be times when you're angry and you're calling out to him. We don't understand what's going on around us. And again, God understands those things. He's not going to be surprised when you call out to him in those moments. God wants to hear all those things because he loves you. Even Jesus called out to God in those moments of sadness. We know that in Scripture when he called out to him in the garden before he was taken. Even on the cross, he cried out to God. I know some people who sing their prayers, like in the video at the beginning. They sing because they're so excited and they're so thankful for all that God has done because of God's love and his peace and the things that have changed inside them. This type of prayer is not for everybody, and that's fine. And you don't even have to be musically inclined to do this type of prayer. God just loves to hear the praises of his people. He loves to hear them sing to him. Sometimes when people pray, they need to get down on their knees because they need to come to God more humbly. They need to come and say, I'm sorry. Sometimes people write down their prayer. This is the way they can work through their thoughts better. This works for me personally. When I need to work through the process of my prayer. And I have found that when I do this, that sometimes my answer gets worked out as I am writing those thoughts down. Sometimes you just need to write down the words. Sometimes it's just thank you. Sometimes it's just a list. Jesus, I'm thankful for you. Thank you for rescuing me, finding me when I was lost. Thank you for carrying me when I couldn't walk myself. Thank you for my family. Or maybe you need to write down, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me of my mistakes, for lying, for cheating. Thank you for those years when I was in college. Maybe it's forgive me. Forgive me of my past. Forgive me of my sins. For not spending more time with you. Or maybe it's Jesus, I surrender. I give you control. Help me trust you. Or Jesus, I believe in you. Help me in my unbelief. Or maybe I don't know you, but I want to know you. Or maybe it's just writing down the words, I need you. I need your joy. I need your peace. I'm broken. I'm lost. I'm hurting. I'm addicted. I'm empty. I'm lonely. Whatever the words, Jesus knows your heart. And then there are times when we're praying and we're talking to God, it's just like we're talking to a friend who is sitting down right next to us. Prayer isn't reciting a bunch of words without thinking. It's not checking the box where we can say, okay, I prayed. Prayer is communicating with God. So speak to God in the way that's comfortable for you. But speak to God. He wants to hear from you. I want to conclude this morning by expressing one important point above everything else I have shared with you today. When I teach an army class, or when I taught an army class, I would get to an important point that I knew was going to show up on the final exam. But I couldn't give the answer to the exam. And I would stomp my foot. Wasn't a new thing. I didn't invent it. Just a military thing. But that would let everybody know that this was going to show up on the final exam. I'm giving you the answer right here. John 14, Jesus is telling his disciples, and he's telling all of us right now, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that. I am going there to prepare a place for you. I'm coming back, and I'm going to take you with me that you may also be where I am. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We're going to take just a moment, and we're going to pray and ask Jesus to come into our lives and to make a place for us in heaven. Now, you may have said this prayer before. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you said it and you're not as close to God as you wish you were. But let's pray this prayer together. Just repeat after me. Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm lost without you in my life. Jesus, I give up control of myself. Please choose me to be a friend of yours. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Church, you are a child of God, a friend of Jesus. Never have doubt that he wants to hear your voice. Amen.